I love ducks. They're not over-intelligent, but they're not silly either. Do you know that poem by F.W. Harvey, which begins, "When God had finished the stars and worlds of coloured suns, he turned his mind from big things to fashion little ones. Beautiful tiny things like daisies he made, and then he made the comical ones." And it goes on to describe ducks. The last three lines are, "And as for the duck, I think God must have smiled a bit, seeing those bright eyes blink on the day he fashioned it, and he's probably laughing still at the sound that came out of his bill." I think that may be why children love feeding ducks. There's a kind of affinity between them. But back at Buchan Park, we had a little wander to the lake edge, but we hesitated, should we go further or not? And then a big cloud was coming and we decided to return to the car. We went a circular route back, there was a shower of rain, and then we took in Snow Hill Garden Centre, where we parked and looked around. It was teeming with people, many of them pushing little truck trolleys that are available when you mean to make large purchases. These can be wheeled to people's car boots. However, Maureen wanted just to look at the water features. She's planning to have one in the garden, and she's looking at all kinds, really, to have the most economical and yet the most interesting and colourful one she can get. But I just wanted to look at everything that was growing and everything it was about. And I needed some grow more liquid for my big containers. So we just ambled. We did come across one of Maureen's church members, whom of course I knew because I was at that church originally, and she was looking for artificial grass. We were surprised until she told us it was for a small Easter garden, which she prepares each year. Isn't it amazing how people quietly carry out little jobs like this? And she found that the grass she put got all yellowed and didn't look very kind of ornamental, and she decided to get some artificial grass and then push in some little plants among them. Anyway, Maureen managed to get her sorted out before we went through a pay cubicle with my lone purchase, having quite enjoyed the amble round. Back at Maureen's bungalow, I found that she'd had a lovely show of purple heather in her garden, plus polyanthus, plus quite a lot of things. There were some pansies, some daffodils, some tulips, you know, all the little patches of things all over the place. And I can't remember one that was very beautiful. Anyway, presently the meal was ready and we began it at about 6 o'clock with avocados filled with tartar sauce. That's rather a nice combination, by the way. Followed by a casserole of chicken with many vegetables. And we finished with lychees and mango with some ice cream on. I had been careful all day, so a little sweet now wouldn't, I hope, affect me too much. We had the Antiques Roadshow on before Maureen took me home. It was good to come back to my lovely new spacey flat. And I feel so lucky. I hope you all enjoyed your Easter, and we all are looking for the sun to be shining for us. As I'm reading this now, the sun is out today on Wednesday the 19th, but of course how long it will last, I don't know. So I'll say goodbye now from Margaret. Goodbye.